Good morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily. Hey, good. How are you? Okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Look, there's a few things that could be, if like you could have if they get like a crop infection or a gut infection, that can like eventuate to them having sort of some breathing issues if he's like regurgitated and aspirated on something. That could be another sort of reason for it. There's quite a few things that could be causing it. So if he's got an infection, that can be one of the signs for it. They don't sort of just normally do that regurgitating, especially if it is just a clear fluid as well. Then he'd be concerned about how much he's actually eating. They're really good at hiding when they're unwell until they're really unwell. So you're seeing him fluffed up and everything like that. Look, the only advice I can really get you is to get him to a vet. Like any that's sort of near you, so that way they can at least have a look at his feces, and check him over and see if there's anything that they can sort of dispense for you or see what's going on with him. Alrighty. Yeah. Yep, okay. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Whereabouts are you? No, whereabouts are you? Yeah, okay. I was gonna say, there is one at Budrum, but from Bribie, that's also about an hour or so the opposite direction. They see them as well. So yeah, the best advice is just to get him into a vet, one that is able to that is willing to have a look at him, in case he does have like an infection or something. We can just get him on some medication and get him sorted, or we'll just find out what's going on, especially with his breathing. Like that's pretty concerning. We close at 5. We are by appointment, so if you are going to come down, just give us a ring. I do have some available this afternoon, but we do just need to make sure that we know when you're going to come in, before you come down. Alrighty. Yep, no worries at all. That's okay. No worries. Bye.